Psychological medical report, name, I'm sorry, this is a Wisconsin report. Name, Cassiani, C as in Charles, A-S-S-I-A-N-I, first name, Amber, A-M-B-E-R. Social Security number 333-866-6837. Examiner, no, case number 159-7812. Examiner, B as in boy, B as in boy, D as in David, / little a J V as in Victor. Date of evaluation, April 16, 2013. Barcode number 20130412600032. Paragraph. Claimant was seen in individual clinical interview, period. In addition, collateral information consisting of a single page progress note dated 3/13/2009 by Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N, comma, M-D, comma, an initial assessment at the from the Iron County Human Services and Associates dated 3/26/2007, semicolon, Marshfield Clinic, progress notes from primary care provider Margaret Bronsberg, B-R-O-N-S-B-E-R-G, comma, capital N-P, dated 11/1/2012, semicolon, Ministry St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield, Wisconsin. Hospital discharge summary dated 4/23/2012. Were provided by Disability Determination Bureau. Period. The information from these sources will be identified and referred to herein. Period. Paragraph. Complaints. Paragraph. Amber Cassiano states that her main problems are, quote, my epilepsy. Period. I have two types of seizures. Colon, partial complex and grand mal seizures, period, unquote. She goes on to state that her doctor has specifically told her that she cannot work, period. She also reports that she has bipolar disorder, panic attacks, anxiety, and seasonal depression, period. She described that she was diagnosed with epilepsy since the age of 12 and when she was age 15 to 16, was, quote, in the mental hospital four times. The last time was against my own will, unquote, period. She states she was overdosing, was suicidal, had thoughts, primarily for the, quote, four times I was in the hospital, unquote, period. She states that her seizures continue to date. She has mental health problems that, quote, runs in my family, unquote, period. When asked to describe her current symptoms, she states she is at this time a bit more mellow, but at other times she feels like, quote, a zombie, unquote, period. She describes frequent crying spells, quote, over stupid things, unquote, period. She states she infrequently will lose her temper, notices that her temper is more volatile, period. She is moody and irritable, quick to, quote, have my mood rise, unquote, period. She states that her sleep is disturbed because she has seizures during her sleep, period. She has problems with concentrating and gave us an example that filling out her application forms for Social Security is difficult. She had to reread them and it takes her an inordinate amount of time, period. She experiences panic attacks, anxiety, period. When asked what kind of stressors or situations give rise to this, she states, quote, when I'm out in public, I think people are talking about me, so I leave, unquote, period. Her last panic attack was about a week ago when she was in a car with her ex-boyfriend and he was, quote, being bad, calling me names, unquote, period. She states she started shaking, was very frightened, had shortness of breath, period. She claims that these attacks are typical, they last a few minutes, and she usually has to leave or walk away, period. Paragraph. She describes she also is a person who is, quotes, making poor decisions that result in more problems for me, that I just don't think of the consequences, unquote, period. She states she is impulsive, used to drink when she was having bad days or all smoke marijuana, try to cope, and that this was, quotes, bad decisions too, unquote, period. She claims she stopped drinking January 16, 2013 because, quotes, I had a seizures. It was really bad. and I decided to stop, period. She claims she has ceased using drugs and alcohol since that date, period. Paragraph. She describes a past history of seizures, including lack of interest, comma, low energy, comma, low self-esteem, difficulty concentrating, feelings of hopelessness and worthlessness, period. Paragraph. In reviewing her familial history of depression and any problems that she describes as severe, quotes, emotional ups and downs, unquotes, period, it appears that her biological father had a history of substance abuse as well as legal problems, period. Attention and hyperactivity problems are described as running within the family as well, period. She reports attempts as well as threats of suicide in the past, with past hospitalization occurring in January of 2006, come July of 2006, period. It also appears that in 2012, she was admitted at the emergency room of St. Joseph's Hospital, transported by ambulance, was intubated, had seizures, was unresponsive, became agitated, period. It was found out that she had taken some wild mushrooms the night before to get high, and according to her friend, was not taking her medications regularly for her seizures, period. She had also had alcohol intake several days prior to the EMS hospital ER admission, and had reported at that time her last seizure was in November of 2011, period. She was admitted to with an altered mental status and status epilepticus, EPILEPTICUS, within which she was demonstrating mild cognitive delay, especially short-term memory loss with attention and concentration problems, period. She was encouraged at that point to abstain from alcohol and other drug use, period. She also had rhabdomyolysis, R-H-A-B, D-O-M-Y-O-L-Y-S-I-S, recommendation to do follow-up care with primary care provider, period. Leukocytosis, L-E-U-K-O-C-Y-T-O-S-I-S, was diagnosed and treated, and she was stabilized, period. It was also indicated that she has a history of poor compliance with medications, continuing insurance problems, and she was referred to the social worker to assist her in trying to get insurance coverage and continued medication, period. Paragraph. She was diagnosed in 2007 with major depressive disorder recurrent, alcohol abuse, epilepsy, and a GAF of 58, period. Diagnosis in 2009 by Dr. Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N, was for anxiety disorder, NOS, GAF of 70, with indication she was doing quite well on with her Lamictal twice a day and Keppra and clonazepam, period. There's also indication that the question of pseudo-seizures had been basically confirmed by a neurologist at Marshfield Clinic, Dr. Aronson, A-R-O-N-S-O-N, period. Paragraph. Amber also reports a past history of sexual abuse, difficulty with emotional abuse, occurring through her stepfather's /adopted father, period. There's indication that grandmother had cared for her in the past, and this resulted in physical abuse, period. She has a chronic history of Sleeping problems, mood swings, nightmares, prolonged periods of feeling depressed or blue, suicidal thoughts, difficulty concentrating, Paragraph. Claimant indicates that she is pregnant 9 weeks today, but she is no longer together with the child's father. But she states that he has said that he would help financially with child care, Treatments and medications, Her current medications consist of Lamictal and clonazepam, although she was taken off of this secondary to her pregnancy approximately 2 months ago, She states she continues to take the Lamictal, She denies any surgeries, She does identify head injuries associated with her seizures with partial loss of consciousness, She reports scarlet fever at the age of 7, jaundice when she was born, and neurocardiac syncope, S-Y-N-O-C-O-P-Y, at the age of 12, She endorses several different medical symptoms and concerns, including frequent headaches, muscle tension and pain, excessive fatigue, frequent stomach and gastrointestinal problems, blacking out with her seizures, Paragraph. Her neurologist is Mary Forrester, F-O-R-E-S-T-E-R, and she is seeing Mary Forrester for her epilepsy, She states she did see a counselor the first and last time, a long time ago when I was 16 or 17, She states, I can't put dates on this, She states she's not seeing anybody now for any psychological psychiatric intervention, but, I should, She reports that she was, in mental institutes, etc., but I can't remember the dates and names, In referencing the Marshfield Clinic notes, there is indication of psychiatric hospitalizations January 2006, July of 2006, Also, she had some type of a move to live with her grandmother in Las Vegas, Nevada for 6 months. It appears somewhere around early 2012 or late 2011. But this was extremely upsetting to her. She described the grandmother as obsessive, compulsive, having to have everything, in its place, and that she herself was adversely affected, ended up having increased seizures, being taken to a hospital in California where she ended up in ICU, She claimed, I almost died, I wasn't drinking, it was some unknown trigger, She states after she was released from the hospital, 2 weeks later she returned home to Wisconsin, She claims that she had gone to her grandmother's in Vegas following problems at home, psychosocially, familially, went to the grandmother thinking, she changed, but it was worse, She states, my grandmother stressed me out big time, OCD, she's never satisfied, she's always bringing up the past, things have to be perfect, She claims that she recalls this as a child, but, I wasn't with her as long as I was this last time, Personal history. She was born in Oaklawn, Illinois. Has two brothers, two sisters, is the oldest of the five siblings, Her parents are both alive, She states she was reared by both parents until they divorced when she was 7 years of age, and she continued with visitation with the natural father, Mother remarried when she was around 11, and, we were adopted by him, he beat the crap out of my mom, he was always on drugs in front of me, states she was a victim of both physical and sexual abuse, the physical abuse being, quote, mental and physical by my stepdad, dot, dot. He'd treat me like a recruit, dot, dot. He'd punch holes in the walls, dot, dot. He threatened to kill me, unquote, period. Her sexual abuse occurred on two different occasions, once at the age of 6 by, quote, a guy across the street, unquote, and again at the age of 16 by a boyfriend, dot, dot. I went to the police, he raped me, then I dropped it because I knew I wouldn't get anywhere with it, unquote, period. In general, she describes her family life while growing up as being very chaotic, with major problems with father and stepfather, where she was witness to much abuse and neglect and assault, quotes, in front of me, unquotes, by the biological father, period. Paragraph. She graduated, received her diploma, states she had average grades, and almost finished, quotes, 1 year of college, dot, dot, but then I went into a 5-day epileptic coma, unquotes, period. She claims she wasn't allowed to finish up when she, and all that she had left to do was to take her finals, period. So at this point, she went to Las Vegas for 6 months, lived there, quotes, I stressed out, had seizures, almost died, dot, dot, because of my grandmother, unquotes, period. Paragraph. She is single, is 9 weeks pregnant, currently living with her mother, period. She describes much conflict with mother, father, period. Paragraph, she is unemployed, can't work, quotes, because of my condition, dot, dot, and the doctor won't let me, unquotes, period. She has worked in the past as a clerk, comma, in fast food, comma, cashier and cook, but she hasn't worked, quotes, in over 3 years, unquotes, period. Paragraph, legally, she states she had one underage drinking charge as a teenager, denies any current legal problems, period. Paragraph, she states she quit drinking January 16th, quit smoking weed since then as well, and states, quote, it's never been a problem for me to quit, unquote, period. She claims that drinking and using marijuana was a bigger problem for her when she was younger because, quote, I was using it as a way out for all of my problems, unquote, period. She is trying to quit smoking cigarettes and is now smoking only one cigarette per day, period. Paragraph, social. She states she has two friends. One lives in Vegas, and, quote, she's like me, she has epilepsy, unquote, period. Another close friend with whom she's been friends since the age of 14 gives me, quotes, a lot, gives me a lot of support, unquote, period. She maintains face-to-face when possible, comma, telephone and Facebook contact with her friends, period. Quotes, we usually do what friends do, unquote, period. She does not have a significant other relationship at this point, although she does maintain contact with the father of her unborn child, period. She states she is living with her mother and describes that she and her mother have always, quotes, been close, and I've been living with her the last 3 months, unquote, period. Prior to that, she was living with her boyfriend in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, for a month, period. As for her stepdad, quotes, we talk a bit, things are okay, but we're not close, unquotes, period. She has very little contact with her biological father. Dot, dot, we talk a bit, quotes, we talk a bit over Facebook, but I'm not close to him and don't want to be, unquotes, period. She doesn't attend church or any sporting events, social groups on any kind of a regular basis, period. She states that she has a social anxiety and an embarrassment of having seizures in front of friends, and in part this is why she withdraws, period. Paragraph, when queried about how she got along in school, she then identified that she might have been in special education and that in part she had some problems because of this, period. She denies ever having problems with her bosses or coworkers, although, quotes, sometimes I didn't get along very well with my bosses, unquotes, period. She states that she is has been fired or let go from jobs because she, quotes, is a, I am a blunt person and I can't control what I say, period. My bipolar gets in the way of that, unquotes, period. She claims working with the public, customers, is hard for her because of this, period. Paragraph, she was cooperative with the examiner, made her best effort, period. She did, however, exhibit a lot of nervousness, tension, frequent nervous laughter, comma, the need to repeat and redirect questions, period. She had difficulty reconstructing time frames, period. Interest, paragraph. She claims that her interest revolves around art, and in fact, this is, quotes, what I was studying in college, unquotes, period. She doesn't attend any churches, clubs, or organized groups, period. She watches TV, reads, does some writing, some visual arts and sketching, period. She states she sketches tattoos for people, period. She likes to play board games, visit with her friends, but she doesn't do much of that, period. Activities, paragraph. She claims that she basically helps around the house, does some dishes, vacuuming, cleans, does the kitchen, period. She doesn't drive, doesn't operate machinery because of her seizure disorder, period. She and her mother both cook, period. She claims that she is very embarrassed because at times she's unable to speak correctly. Her memory is very bad. She can't remember what day it is, period. She states that this affects her ability to do things around the house. She has to be constantly reminded. And many times, quotes, I have to relearn simple things. That after my seizures, a lot of times I forget how to brush my teeth, unquotes, period. She states this all affects her ability at times to function, period. As to personal care, she claims on occasion she sometimes will put her shirt on backwards as well as her pants, period. She forgets to brush and care for her hair, so, quotes, I leave it up, unquotes, period. She states she must force herself to eat because she has poor appetite, period. She states her mother constantly checks to make sure she has taken her medications, although most of the times, quotes, I remember, but a lot of the times I don't remember, unquotes, period. Sometimes it takes her longer to complete tasks because she'll forget how to do them. At times she forgets to do her chores, and other times she has no motivation because she feels, quotes, mentally slow and it's depressing, unquotes, period. Paragraph. As for money, she states that she's able to count change, has had a savings account in the past, has never had a checkbook, nor has she ever used money orders, period. Paragraph she described yesterday, she got up at 8 o'clock, took her medications, had something to eat for breakfast, period. She then got cleaned up and dressed, and had some coffee and talked with her mother, period. At around 11:45, she made lunch, quotes, I graze and snack most of the day, unquotes, period. She then, after lunch, did some yoga for about a half hour, period. Later in the afternoon, she took a half hour nap, period. She and her mother made dinner. They ate at 6 o'clock, after which they watched a movie together, relaxed, and then at 8 o'clock in the evening, she took her medications and went to sleep, period. Behavioral observations. She came to the examination on time. Her mother had driven her to the examination, dropped her off, period. She gave her height as 5'5", with a weight of 130 pounds, period. She was neat and clean, appropriately dressed, polite, posture and gait were appropriate, period. Attitude and behavior, she was in contact with reality, self-esteem appeared low, motor activity was slightly active, with her moving frequently, playing with her fingers, period. Otherwise, she was pleasant, cooperative, expresses increased dependence on mother, comma, describes variable to poor motivation, period. She does not appear to deliberately exaggerate or minimize symptoms, period. Insight is low, streamlined activity. She was spontaneously, frequently punctuated her statements with nervous laughter, and she was easily embarrassed, period. Otherwise logical, relevant, goal-directed, although she had very poor recall historically in terms of time frames, specifics, comma, events, period. Mental trend. She denies any hallucinations, delusions, or psychotic trend of thoughts controlled by others, period. She does endorse feelings of worthlessness, being hopeless and helpless, feeling overwhelmed, easily stressed, period. She endorses suicidal ideation with multiple suicidal gestures and several hospitalizations, period. She reports sleep disturbances, having nightmares, experiencing grand mal seizures in her sleep, being disrupted, sleeping though usually somewhere between 8 to 10 hours period. She states her appetite is poor. Period. She complains of memory problems. Period. Paragraph, please see complaint section. Emotional paragraph. She was anxious, comma, friendly, comma, cooperative, but somewhat, period. Affect was appropriate. Drop that, but somewhat. Sensorium oriented is a time, place, and person. Forward 6, backward 4, recent 1 out of 3, presidents, Obama and Bush, I don't know anybody else. Period. Birthday 10-17-90, I'm 22. City, Chicago, New York, Springfield, Illinois, D.C. and Las Vegas. Sunrise, I don't know. Weeks, I don't know. Period. But I do know there's 365 days. Months, 12. Two famous people, David Drenman from Disturb and Robert Pattinson on Twilight. Current events, we might have a war going on, but I don't know. I can't remember the country. Serial 7's done poorly, quotes 97, 90, 87, 80, 77, 70, dot, 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 unquote, period. 4 plus 5, 9, 6 people eat a quarter, $1.75, 12 divided by 2, 6, 2, 75 divided by 5, 8, question mark. Spilled milk, don't cry over stupid things, don't sweat it. Similarities and differences, bush and tree, they're both plants, they have leaves and a trunk. Different, one's smaller, one's bigger. Envelope, I guess, give it to the mailman. Fire, pull the fire alarm, wherever it is. Period. Go tell a worker, then get out. Future plans, go back to college. Paragraph. Amber Cassiani is a 22-year-old Caucasian female with estimated low average intellectual functioning, common history of seizure disorder, poor medication compliance, common history of coping with stressors by alcohol and marijuana use, as well as wild mushroom intake, most recently in April 2012, complicating her medical, psychological functioning and coping, period. Many psychosocial issues, comma, stressors, comma, factors, including physical and sexual abuse, comma, parent-child conflict, are chronic, long-standing, and continue to impact her functioning, period. She's currently living with mother, comma, is 9 weeks pregnant, unemployed, period. She has two inpatient treatments in 2006, two in 2007 with a suicide attempt in June 2007, overdosing on ibuprofen, period. She states she continues to have seasonal depression, especially in the winter, and is not in any current counseling or psychiatric interventions, period. Paragraph diagnosis, axis 1, anxiety disorder, capital NOS, 300.00 with social, comma, adjustment, comma, generalized anxiety features. Paragraph, alcohol abuse in early remission since January 2013, comma, cannabis abuse in early remission since December 2012. Paragraph, depressive disorder, capital NOS, 311. Axis 2, dependent, borderline traits, axis 3, epilepsy, /seizure disorder, comma, scoliosis, diagnosed at age 16, comma, neurocardiogenic syncope, S-Y-N-C-O-P-E, comma, chronic headaches, comma, by history, self-report, axis 4, stressors, chronic, severe, colon, seizure disorder, comma, medication non-compliance, comma, not in treatment, comma, poor judgment, including substance abuse, recently ceased, comma, dependent on others, comma, unemployed, comma, financial, comma, 9 weeks pregnant. If I didn't put it down, put on axis 3, 9 weeks pregnant. Paragraph, GAF, colon, 50, prognosis, guarded to poor, given history of poor judgment, comma, medication on compliance, and not being in treatment, period. Able to manage her own funds, yes, with involvement of responsible third party. And if not available, no, period. Medical source, paragraph. She presents with chronic and severe issues of poor judgment, comma, medication on compliance, comma, disrupted functioning, comma, relating to the presence of her axis 1 as well as axis 3 and axis 4 factors, period. These collectively result in poor attendance, comma, poor compliance, comma, disruptive functioning, comma, poor attention and concentration, and are likely to persist into the future, such that it is unlikely she'd be able to maintain herself consistently in a normal work day, work week, or environment without disruption due to these psychologically based symptomatology, period. Paragraph. Date first and last seen, 4/16/2013. Sign off, Margaret K. Capone, PhD, licensed psychologist. Thank you for typing.